Morning. Lord bless you all. It's good to be with you 2 weekends in a row. I just wanted to read quickly from Ecclesiastes 3. To everything there is a season, a time for every purpose under heaven, a time to be born and a time to die. A time to plant, a time to pluck what is planted. A time to kill and a time to heal. A time to break down, a time to build up. A time to weep and a time to laugh. A time to mourn and a time to dance. A time to cast away stones and a time to gather stones. A time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing. A time to gain and a time to lose. A time to keep and a time to throw away. A time to tear and a time to sow. A time to keep silence and a time to speak. A time to love and a time to hate. A time of war and a time of peace. I think there's a few interesting things about that passage that we can learn. First, it's just a good, solid piece of wisdom about recognizing the seasons in our lives that we pass through. I think we would all like it to be a time of laughing all the time. You know, that sounds nice to everybody. It's a strong temptation, but at least after the fall, that's not what we're dealt. You know, we're going to go through hard times. But we should cherish the things we learn in the good times. When we are laughing, we should remember it, and we should hold on to that for the hard times. And I think likewise, in the hard times, we need to learn. That's when we gain our grit and our determination. That's when we turn into better disciples of Christ. And it's good to hold on to the memories from the good times to remember in those hard times. I'm blessed to still have 3 of my grandparents with me, and that's something I think about frequently. Right now is the time to laugh and to embrace and be near to them and learn their stories and cherish every moment of it, because it won't be around forever. I think the other interesting thing is that these verses are in between a bunch of talk about meaninglessness and vanity. And it seems a little out of place almost, but I think Solomon or whoever the preacher is that wrote it was very intentional with these verses here. And I'm not saying that time is vanity. I think it's more precious than gold. But I think that trying to control the seasons of our lives is vanity, because we're not lord over time. And it's not something we can commandeer from God and control ourselves, even though we'd like to. You know, later on, it's a theme all throughout Scripture. Later on, it says not to say that you'll go to town and spend a year there and sell things and make a profit, because you don't know that. So I think this is intentionally placed among all the talk of vanity as a lesson to us to remember that trying to control the seasons of our lives is vanity, and we just need to take what comes and learn from it and grow in our walk with Christ. Is there any prayer requests?